弟兄姊妹们平安。刚才于师母已经跟你们讲过新年快乐，我现在用我的衣服跟你们讲就好了。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters. Now with my coat, I want to say Happy New Year to you.
我记得我上次穿棉袄讲道的时候，好像也是正好新年。
Last time I wore this robe to preach was also Chinese New Year.
会后菲比跟温妮弗跑来跟我说：“于叔叔，你穿的旗袍好漂亮。
Afterwards, Winifred and Phoebe says, my qipao looks great. Qipao is the Chinese style dress.
For ladies.
For ladies, yeah.
我今天穿的是棉袄，不是旗袍。
It's called 棉袄, not 旗袍。
那个今天是新年哈，刚才唱这首诗歌说我们可以再活一次。
Yeah, today is New Year, Chinese New Year, and the song we just sang tells us that we can live a new life again.
其实我已经再活好几次了。
Actually, I have lived renewed my life many times already.
因为任何时候只要在基督里，我们就是新造的。
Because anytime we are in Christ, we are a new creation.
我相信我们中间有很多人，可能你有很多不堪回首、很痛苦的历史。
Maybe many of us have a past that's full of regret that we do not want to look back anymore.
那些痛苦我们不愿意再去提它，不愿意再去讲它，可能也没有人可以了解它。
Maybe those the past pains are not worth mentioning and probably no one can understand.
但是只有主能够了解，也只有主能够安慰我们，也只有主能够把我们从痛苦中召出来。
But yet our Lord understands, and only He can comfort us, and He can call us out of those.
可能我们有很多的失败，很多的羞辱，我们连提都不敢提，想都不敢想。
Maybe we have a lot of failures and shames that we don't even want to mention or even think about.
但是只有他能够完全的赦免我们。
But yet only He can completely forgive us.
可能人都不愿意赦免我们，但是只有主，这位圣洁的主。他居然愿意完全的赦免我们。
Maybe others would not even be willing to forgive us, and yet this holy God is willing to completely forgive us.
所以我们真的是要感谢主哈，在基督里我就是新造的人。
So how we should thank Him that in Christ we are a new creation.
因为我每次唱歌他都不肯翻译，不然我又想再唱一遍副歌哈。若有真的吗？我唱着翻了。那弟兄姊妹，我们真的在基督里就是新造的，我们感谢神哈。
Whenever we are in Christ, we are new creation. Thank the Lord.
它不是只是我们的观念里面说啊，一切又有一个新的机会。
Not only that, intellectually we can say, okay, now we have a new chance.
他说我们在基督里是新造的人。
But he says that we are a new creation.
就是整个宇宙中你看不到这样子的 creation, 看不到这样子的受造。
In other words, there's no other creation in the universe like us.
从人类有历史以来，只有在基督里我们成为新造的。
Throughout human history, only when we are in Christ, we can be a new creation.
什么叫做新造？
What does it mean to be a new creation?
从前神是神，人是人，万有是万有。
Before God is God, a man is man, and a universe is universe.
但是如今我们在基督里，居然神跟人可以加在一起了。
But yet, now today in Christ, man and God can be united.
这个叫做新造。
And that is called a new creation.
从来没有过的创造。
Never has been such creation before.
在我这样子的旧造的人里面，居然有神的生命做我们的生命。
In me, this old creation, yet I have God as my new life.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的福气啊，应该笑起来哈。
That is our blessing, we shall rejoice.
我们算得了什么？伟大的神住在我们的里面。
Who are we that this great God is willing to live within us?
我这样子败坏的人，居然神的儿子要做我的生命，基督是我的生命。
A corrupted person like me, and yet Christ is willing to become my life.
所以很多事情都算不了什么了，跟这个比简直是没得比的。
Compared to this blessing, many things are not worth mentioning.
你看我今天早上我们开车出来的时候，前面有一辆车，车子后面写的耶稣爱你哈 ，Jesus loves you.
While I was driving to church, the car in front of me had this bumper sticker.
我一看就很高兴，我想
Jesus loves you.
又是基督徒，我想看看是不是我们教会的人。
So I was very happy to see that. I thought maybe this is a Christian, maybe someone from our church.
因为我开车比较有效率，所以 我就终于超过他了。
Because I could drive very efficiently, so I passed the car in front of me.
所以我跟于师母两个都回头看了一下。
And then both Sister Nancy and I turned back to look.
我一看不是，我说哎呀，是个老弟兄，好，不是我们教会的。
Oh, it's an elderly brother, but not from our church.
结果没想到于师母在旁边就笑起来，什么老弟兄，跟你一模一样的年纪。
But then Sister Nancy says, what do you mean by senior brother? It's just like you. He looks just like you.
听得好难过，因为那个人看起来七十好几。
I was really sad because he does look like in the 70s.
他白头发比我多，脸上很多老人斑，他居然说跟我一样。
He had more gray hair and age spots than me, and yet Sister Nancy says he looks just like me.
但是你一点看不出来我不快乐，对不对？听到这样子的话。
But see, I don't look unhappy, right? Even though I was commented like that.
因为跟基督相比，这些算不了什么。
Because compared with Christ, such comments are not worth nothing.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个时候，真的是任何时候，只要我们回转到主面前，都是新的开始。
But anytime we turn back to Christ, we have a new beginning.
都是新的机会。
And then we have new opportunities.
都是新的恩典。
We have new grace.
都是更新的爱情。
And then renewed love.
Everything 都被更新哈。
Everything will be renewed.
我们要感谢神。
We thank God.
我现在大家看到这个题目，今天要讲的这些人是谁？
Today we start a new series. Who are these people?
可能你们会觉得奇怪，上个礼拜你不是才在讲这是独居的民，不列在万民中吗？
You might be surprised and wonder, well, didn't you just preach about these people are people who live alone, not reckoned among other nations?
是不是因为你上礼拜讲杂了，所以你赶快换一个题目呢？
Is it because you messed up last week, so now you start a new series?
我上个礼拜真的讲杂了，我礼拜二祷告会跟弟兄姊妹抱歉，说我很难过。
Yes, I did mess up last Sunday, and I apologize to brothers and sisters on Tuesday's prayer meeting.
我没有讲出我里面该讲出来的那个负担哈，我们这种属神的喜乐，那种侍奉神的荣耀。
Because I didn't really fully express the burden I want to convey to you that the joy of belonging to God and the joy of serving God.
我今天不是改题目。
Today I'm not changing the direction.
因为去年跟同工们跟于师母我们一起交通，我决定今年有一个新的改变。
Because after sharing with my coworkers and Sister Nancy, we decided that this year we're going to have a new start.
你们知道我平常都讲系列讲道，就一口气讲下来，不管是 combined meeting 或是中文的聚会或是合并的聚会。
You know that in the past I would just continue through the series regardless it's a combined meeting or separate meeting.
所以对年轻人很辛苦哈，因为你们可能漏听了上个礼拜，然后又来再听，接不下去。
So it was hard for young people because they would just listen to every other message within the series.
所以我今年会在同样的大主题底下，我讲两套系列同时进行。
Therefore, this year under the same grand theme, I will start two series in parallel.
都在这个大的题目叫做“愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈”。
It's all under this grand theme that may those who love you be like the rising of the sun and the strength.
那中文组我有一系列的题目。
So I have a series for the Chinese congregation.
那英文组我也有一系列的题目叫做这些人是谁。
And I have another series for the combined meetings and for English congregations. Who are these people?
因为我们讲到希望爱主的人能够多多的出现，不光是爱主。
As we talk about, as we share that we want more of those who love the Lord, not just love the Lord.
像日头出现，他是说到带着明显的属天影响力。
But they will appear like the sun. In other words, they will have the spiritual influence.
所以我会从圣经里面挑十二个人物出来。
So I will pick 12 characters from the Bible.
你要知道圣经里面有很多伟大的属灵人物。
We know that there are many spiritual giants in the Bible.
而且每一个人都有很多很多很多的内容可以讲。
And then there's so much to talk about each one of them.
你看像我今天要讲的亚伯拉罕，你要我讲二十堂绝对没问题的。
For example, today I'm going to talk about Abraham. I could actually preach 20 sermons on him.
所以我不可能讲他每一个特点，每一个学习。
So I cannot go over everything about them.
所以我就专门配合这个主题，作为我挑选这十二个人物的一个标准。
So I would choose them based on our theme.
不光是他们是爱神，是合神合神这个在神手中是合用的器皿。
Not only that they love the Lord and they can use by the Lord.
那我特别强调他们是有那个属灵影响力的。
But then they do have the spiritual influence impact.
他不是只是个人爱主。
Not only that they love the Lord by themselves.
你看像亚伯非常爱主。
Like Abel, he loved the Lord very much.
你看以诺非常爱主。
Like Enoch, he loved the Lord very much.
不是他们没有影响力，他们也有影响力。 响力。
It's not that they did not have spiritual impact. Yes, they did.
只是我挑的这十二个人物，就是你很明显的看见他对神的国度、对神的百姓，甚至对那个世代带来影响的人。
But then I picked 12 characters from the Bible. They had vivid and very obvious influence and impact to the God's kingdom and that generation.
因为我希望我们在座的每一个人都有属灵的影响力。
Because I hope every one of us will have spiritual influence.
觉得自己没有影响力的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you don't think you have any spiritual influence.
不要客气，继续举。还有吗？好，请放下。
Okay.
要觉得自己有影响力的请举手。
And please raise your hand if you think you do have spiritual influence.
其他人到哪里去了？
What about the rest of you?
不知道是不是？
Don't know.
我告诉你，每一个人都有影响力。
Let me tell you, everyone has spiritual influence.
每一个人都有影响力。
Everyone has influence.
只是有人大，有人小。
Some are greater, some smaller.
只是有的人是正面的，有人是反面的。
Some positive and some negative.
正面的就是人家就很喜欢跟你在一起，因为从你可以得到快乐，得到祝福，得到智慧。
If you have positive influence, then people like to get around you because they want to get joy, peace, and wisdom from you.
有的人是从你身上得到反面的影响力，一看见你开门了就说哦哦他来了。
And some are negatively impacted by you, and then as long as you open the door, walk in the room, then say, oh oh, here he comes.
孩子在家里面喊着糟糕糟糕爸爸回来了。
And then your kids were running around, say, oh no, dad is coming back.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们的影响力是反面的，喜欢这个生气啊发脾气啊。
Sometimes our influence are negative because we like to be angry.
你一个人回家把全家的情绪都拉低了。
And as soon as you get home, then you just negatively impact the atmosphere at home.
那另外就是也在乎我们到底重不重视，然后有没有善用我们的影响力。
It also depends whether we care and we wisely use our influence.
像我大哥他以前在工作单位的时候，他底下好几百个工程师归他管。
Like my oldest brother, when he was still working in industry, he was managing more than 100 engineers.
他说他常常回家以前都累得不得了。
He says oftentimes he will go home very, very tired.
他每一次车子开到他的 driveway 的时候
，But every time when he entered his driveway,
他就在主面前有一个祷告，把他所有的思虑、烦恼、公司的事情全部挂在外面的树上，他说不带进家的。
And then he will make a prayer on the driveway that he will hang all his worries and burdens from work.On the tree, and he will not carry them back home.
这个叫做在乎而且善用自己的影响力。
This is what it means by care and wisely use your influence.
所以我们一连串要来看这十二个人。
And now we want to look at a series of 12 characters.
他们不光跟神之间有特别美好的关系。
Not only that, they have special intimate relationship with God.
而且他们对人对神的儿女，对神的国度，对周围的人，对当时的世代，可能都带来影响的。
And also, they greatly influence God's kingdom, generation, and people around them.
我们不见得能够像亚伯拉罕有这么大的影响。
Yes, we might not be as like Abraham with such great influence.
我们可以从最小的事情上，我们很忠实的来流露出我们该有的影响。
But yet, we can faithfully, use our influence on small things.
荒漠甘泉里面有一个小小的故事
In the devotional streams in the desert, there's a small story.
讲到有个老先生，他身上很喜欢带一小罐润滑油。
It talks about a senior elderly brother. He likes to carry around a lubricant oil with him.
就那么小罐，他放在他口袋里。
Just a little bottle.
他不管到哪里去，只要听到那个门嘎啦嘎啦嘎啦那个干啊摩擦的声音很难听的，他就给他加两滴油。
Wherever he goes, as soon as he hears the door creaks, then he would spread the oil.
不管到你家、到他家、到教会、到哪里去，他只要听到嘎啦嘎啦点两滴，他就乖乖的。
Wherever he goes, your house, my house, church, whenever he hears the door creaks, he would just spread the lubricant oil on the hinges.
那种嘎啦嘎啦那种难听的声音就被除去了。你们有没有睡觉？这个家人开门就把你吵醒的那种。
Have you had experience that you are woken up by people opening the door because the door creaks?
因为生锈没有油。
Because the door was rusted and without oil.
弟兄姊妹，你就可以做这样子老弟兄做的事情。
You can just do something like the brother does.
你回到家发现孩子在那边流着眼泪，在那边发牢骚，你给他滴两滴油，他好了。
And you go home, you find your your child is being grouchy or he was crying, and then just spread some oil and then he will be fine.
你来到小组里面发现今天小组长不太对劲，你帮他点两滴油，他好了。
You come to your small group and you find your small group leader is not quite right today, and just spread some oil and he will be good again.
回家发现这个太太在那这么一天累得不得了，在那边发牢骚，点两滴油，他好了。
And then you go home, find your wife grouchy because she was tired, and just spread some oil and she will be fine again.
弟兄姊妹，我们要成为一个有影响力的人。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to be a person with influence.
好，我们现在来看亚伯拉罕。
Now let's look at Abraham.
你看，我一下跳过这么多宝贵的人物。
See, I skipped many precious characters in the Bible.
我们看《创世纪》十二章第一节到第三节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12, verses 1-3.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 3.
第一节十二章。This is chapter 3.
Oh, chapter 12.
一到三
，verses 1-3。
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。”好，在这里让我们看见亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候。
Now we get to see when Abraham was called.
你不要小看亚伯拉罕的蒙召，他是所有蒙召的人的一个祖先，好，一个代表。
Don't take lightly his calling because he is a type, a forefather of all who are called by God.
等一下我们会从新约的圣经里面看见我们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙啊。
And then we're going to look at from the angle of New Testament that we are all children of Abraham.
凡是以信为本的都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Anyone who has the faith of Abraham will be sons of Abraham.
神怎么呼召亚伯拉罕，同样的他呼召的目的也在每一个蒙召的儿女身上。
Just like how God called Abraham, the same calling purpose will be on every one of us.
第一个，神召他是要叫他承受祝福。
First, God called him so that he will receive blessings.
而神召他的第二个目的是要叫他成为祝福。
The second purpose of God's calling him is that he will become a blessing.
所以你看，我们刚才在这里读到的这个第二节，他说：“我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。”
It says, "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great."
不光神要祝福给他
，Not only that God was gonna bless him.
底下神说，所有为你祝福的，我都要赐福给他。
It says, "I will bless those who bless you."
换句话说，神祝福我们，他把他的福给我们。
In other words, God wants to bless us with His blessings.
他也希望所有的人能够把福给我们。
He also wants all others will give us blessings.
只要谁帮助了亚伯拉罕，祝福了亚伯拉罕，神就要祝福那个人。
Anyone who helped Abraham or blessed Abraham, God will bless him.
这是第一个，他叫我们承受祝福。
So God wants us to inherit blessings.
第二个，他是要叫我们成为祝福。
And then secondly, God wants us to become a blessing.
所以在第二节的后半，他说你也要叫别人得福。
It says you will also be a blessing.
到了第三节的后半，他说地上的万族都要因你得福。
And in you, all families of the earth will be blessed.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有
？Do you see?
这是神召亚伯拉罕。
God called Abraham.
也是神召你召我的目的。
And God also in the same way called you and me.
所以你千万不要以为我们信耶稣只是罪得赦免，将来可以进天堂。
So please do not think that we are saved so that we can go to heaven and that's all the purpose of being saved.
神要叫我们一生都在他面前蒙福的。
But God wants us to be blessed by him all of our life.
而且神要叫我们这一生都成为旁边人的祝福的。
And God wants us to be a blessing for all people around us all the days of our life.
你看这个中国新年的时候那个福都倒贴过来哈，倒过来。
We do see people hang the word blessing upside down on Chinese New Year.
人都盼望得到祝福。
Because everyone wishes to be blessed.
但是有哪一个祝福能够跟神所要赐的祝福相比呢
is there any blessing that can be compared with the blessing from God?
我们先看到那个第四个点哈。
Let's look at the fourth point.
我在我纲要上最后列的那个经文是在加拉太书第三章六到九节，我们先来看。
So Galatians chapter 3 verses 6-9.
在你们的纲要上面都有啊。
It's on your outline.
加拉太书三章六到九节，正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙，并且圣经既然预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义， 就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说万国都必因你得福可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福看到了没有神给亚伯拉罕应许的福我们要一同得到
Do you see the promise the blessing of Abraham that God has given to him will be inherited by us as well
然后跳到14节我们全体一起来读好不好
Let's read verse 14 together
这便叫亚伯拉罕的福因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵好所以在这里圣经上告诉我们这个福是什么
Now the Bible tells us what this blessing is
这个福不是说你申请工作 resume 一出去 Google 马上来 hire 你
The blessing doesn't mean that as soon as you send out resume you'll be hired by Google
也不是你一祷告结果 你今年的 salary raise 变成 50%
Or that you pray and then you get a raise, salary raise 50%
一祷告我的病都好了
We pray and then we're instantly healed
弟兄姊妹这是我们人羡慕的祝福
These are the blessings that we envy and admire
神也不是不给不要以为神不给
I'm not saying that God will not give you such blessings
但是你要知道圣经上真正讲到这个福的时候
But when the Bible tells about the true blessing
那这个福是神上好的祝福
And that is the best blessing from God
神所有的祝福都在他儿子耶稣基督里面给我们
Because all the blessings God will give to us in His Son Jesus Christ
圣经上甚至形容说是天上各样属灵的福气都在基督里给我们
The Bible describes it as the all spiritual blessingsblessings in the heavenly realms are all given to us in Christ.
圣经上形容到神本性一切的丰富，换句话说，他的生命、他的能力、他一切的这个性情都在基督里赐给我们。
In other words, all of God's blessings, His nature, His character is all given to us in Christ.
让我们有本钱可以不犯罪，让我们有本钱可以不发脾气，让我们可以有本钱胜过所有我们胜不过的事情。
Therefore, we have the strength to overcome things that we cannot overcome anymore.
今天我们活出来到底是怎么样？那是我们自己在这条路上的长进的程度的问题。
But then, if whether we can manifest it or not, it depends on our growth. And our progress in this way.
但是你刚刚从我们的读的加拉太书第三章，你知道神应许给亚伯拉罕的福。
But from Galatians chapter 3, we get to know the blessing that God has promised Abraham.
完全就是讲的耶稣基督。
It's all about Jesus Christ.
完全是讲到所应许的圣灵。
It's about the promised Spirit.
你不要把圣灵跟基督分得这么不同啊。
Please don't separate Christ. And spirit.
穆安德烈说圣灵就是得了荣耀的耶稣基督的灵。
According to Andrew Murray, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of glorified Jesus Christ.
他不光是还没有道成肉身以前跟神一样同等的荣耀的那一位。
It's not the Spirit that was with Jesus before he became incarnated.
他曾经道成肉身在地上完全得胜。
He came to earth, became a flesh, and completely overcome and became victorious.
他后来又进到阴间，胜过死亡，败坏掌死权的。
He even went to the Hades and overcome and defeated the one who holds the power of death.
然后他升上高天，掳掠一切的仇敌。
And he went up to the heavens and captured all the enemies.
最后他带着荣耀进入。带着神人性进入神的荣耀。
Now he with humanity he entered into the glory of God.
这个叫做升天得荣的基督。
And that is Christ ascended into heaven and being glorified.
哎呀，他变得这么丰富。
He becomes so full and rich.
这样子的全能，而今天这位基督在圣灵里面住到我们的里面来。
So powerful and so mighty, and yet through the Holy Spirit, He is now dwelling inside of us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要来得到这上好的祝福。
So we have to receive this best blessing.
中国人的福禄寿喜，这些有一天都会过去的。
All the blessings that Chinese like, all the longevity, wealth, and everything, they will pass away one day.
只有这个福是从神来的，是属天的，是不会朽坏，不会衰残。不能玷污的。
But only this blessing is from God. It's heavenly, eternal. It will not decay. It will not perish.
而且丰富到一个地步，我们一辈子都享用不尽的。
It is so full and rich that even we exhaust all the days of our life, we cannot enjoy it all.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到承受祝福。
And this is called to inherit blessings.
所以我们将近30年前在红木城那里有一个弟兄，他刚得救的时候。
About 30 years ago at the Redwood City, there was a brother who was newly saved.
他喜乐得不得了。
He was so joyful.
他从前被烟捆绑的，他是做厨房工作的。
Because before he was in the bondage and the addiction of tobacco because he worked in the kitchen.
烟不离手的。
And he never stopped smoking before.
他说他一信了耶稣了以后，他用诗歌来代替他的烟。
Soon as he became Christian, he replaced his addiction with singing songs.
哦，他在厨房炒那些油烟、那些油腻的东西，他就用诗歌赞美神。
Whenever he was working in the kitchen with all the smoke around him, he would just praise God instead of smoking.
后来他自己开餐馆，他取的名字叫做天福，这天上来的福。
Afterwards, he had a restaurant of his own, and he called the restaurant Heavenly Blessing.
弟兄姊妹，这是第一件事情。
So this is first thing.
神呼召我们。
God called us.
叫我们成为他爱的对象。
That we can become objects of His love.
叫我们成为他施恩祝福的对象。
We will become the object of His blessings and grace.
要不甘心自己对主的经历啊，在主面前所承受的祝福，只有这样。
So please don't settle with the limited blessings that we have received.
哦，要不甘心我们的生命信主信了这么久，我们还这么样子的幼小或是不够成熟。
Don't settle with our spiritual condition of being so immature.
太丰富了，弟兄姊妹要起来哈。
God is so wonderful and great. We ought to rise up.
第二个要叫我们成为祝福。
Secondly, God wants us to be a blessing.
他说地上的万国都要因你得福。
That all the families on earth will be blessed through you.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这对我们来说真的是一个大的挑战。
You know, this is a great challenge for all of us.
先不要说万国得福了。
Let's not mention about all nations.
大家安静半分钟想一下。
Let's pause for half a minute and think about it.
就在今天哈，就是你现在的这个生活的状况里面。
In your current living situation.
你最常接触的五到十个人到底是谁？
And think about those five to ten people that you come in contact the most.
你想一下。
Think about them.
你家里的人。
Your family.
公司的人。
Your coworkers.
教会的人。
Your church friends,
你最常接触的，你就挑他十个人出来。
Pick ten of them that you come in contact with the most.
那你能不能稍微思想一下，他们从我们身上得到的祝福到底有多少？
Can you think about how much blessing they receive from us?
到底我们对他带来的影响力有多少？
What kind of influence do we bring to them?
我记得我曾经问过你们年轻人哈。
I remember I asked you young people before.
你可不可以列出五个全世界最有钱的人？
Can you name five top richest people in the world?
Top five.
Top five.
大概 Bill Gates 完就没有人再讲别的，想不起来。
Maybe Bill Gates and Warren Buffett.
还有没有？有没有人一口气可以念出五个人？
Can you name top five rich people in the world?
Herman 在列，你列得出来？
Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Carlos Slim, and maybe the Walmart people.
Walmart people. Okay. Okay, 这是我第一个碰到还可以稍微讲出一些人来的。
This is the first one that I came in contact with that I can name those.
那你说我不是赚钱，我没有那么俗气，我是很认真读书的。那你可不可以列出前五个诺贝尔奖的？
You may say, oh, I don't care about money and I'm a student. Can you name five Nobel laureates?
就是最近最新的五个诺贝尔奖，有没有人可以讲得出来？
The five latest.
好吧，那再问你们好了，你们一天到晚都触电，对不对？哈，你可不可以列出五个 Oscar 金像奖的人，最近的？
Okay, maybe five latest Oscar winners.
你怎么都不回答了呢？没有人知道。啊
？Don't care.
Don't care. 你看，钱大家都想要钱。
See, everyone wants money.
学位大家都想要很好的成就。
Everyone wants a high degree of education.
名声啊，这个大家都很喜欢出名哈。那些电影明星一天到晚后面一大堆追星族哈。
Everyone likes to be famous, like those movie stars. They have the fans following them all the time.
等到真要你列出全世界 top five, 我们讲不出来。
But yet we cannot even name top five.
因为他跟你没有那么直接的关系。
Because they have no direct relationship with you.
但是我如果叫你列出来五个。
But if I ask you to name five.
你最想感谢他的人，曾经对你有恩的人，可不可以列得出来
？Five people that you are most grateful to.
大家都举手，有没有人
that they have been
可以吗？
a blessing to you.
好，在你人生的里面，爸爸妈妈呀，或是老师啦，或是教会的弟兄姊妹啊，或是这个孩子，都可能你是你最想感恩的人。
So、
列五个应该不难的。
So it shouldn't be that hard, right? To name five people that you're most grateful to, maybe your parents, your teachers, even your children.
你能不能列出五个人是你最想跟他在一起的人？
Or can you name five people that you want to spend time with the most?
可能不止五个嘛，对不对？所以我那五个是很少的哈。
So maybe more than five of them.
所以你看到了没有
？You see,
外面这么多的成就，其实我们里面并没有真的羡慕。
See, we do not really envy those accomplishments.
我们真正 treasure, 真正在乎的，还是那些真正爱我们、帮助我们，或是我们可以跟他很快乐在一起的。
What we cherish the most are those people whom love us or we love and we want to spend time with.
我记得我上次问完的时候，我接着问了一个很 sharp 的问题哈。
And I remember last time after these questions, I asked a shocking question.
我说，当你的孩子、当你的丈夫、当你的妻子。在这里写这五个他最想在一起的人的时候
If your wife or your husband and your children are writing the top five people that they want to spend time with
你在不在其中
Are you on the list?
这就说到我们到底对他的影响力是正面的是反面的是他需要的是他在乎的还是我们照自己的方式跟他们相处
That will tell very much about our influence on them Whether it's positive or negative Or it's something that they will want
我们只在乎他的成绩啊，你要考坏来打、啊、
If we only care about their school grades And then you will hit them if they don't do well、
啊、我说过我在我的眷村里面听到一个孩子他六科考试五科一百分一科九十五分被他妈打的全眷村都听得到
I shared with you before that in my childhood in the village that we lived in there was a student who got 100% on all five subjects only 95 on one and he got beat up by his mom
所以我留了两个问题给大家回去礼拜五讨论哈，要去从这两个角度在得着祝福承受祝福跟成为祝福上这两个重要蒙召的目的到底我们活出来的情形是如何
So I gave you some questions to ponder upon and maybe discuss on Friday meetings from these two angles one is to receive blessing and one is to
请你们
be a blessing
这个礼拜不管大人孩子花个15到20分钟试着写下来就着这两个点就好
Try to spend some time and just write from these two perspectives your influence
来看看我们生活的意义和价值到底在哪里
Let's examine the meaning and the purpose of our life
到底我是不是在这里得着属天的从神来的神要给我的祝福
Am I receiving spiritual blessings from heaven?
到底我是不是活出来真成为旁边人的祝福
Do I really live it out to become a blessing for others around them?
到底有什么原因拦阻了我从神面前得祝福我要找出来把它除掉
Are there any reasons that are hindering us from being that blessing? Let's remove them
到底是有什么因素让我不能够成为旁边甚至最亲最爱的人最近的人他们的祝福我要找出原因来把它除掉
Are there any reasons that hindering us from being a blessing to those around us that we love and that we want to remove those hindrances.
那我们就来看亚伯拉罕他这一生。
Now let's look at the life of Abraham.
十二章讲到他的蒙召。
Chapter 12 talks about his being called.
神把这两个特别的召讲得清清楚楚的给他。
God gave him these two callings very clearly.
然后你们跳到第四点。第一。
Let's look at,
这个亚伯拉罕真成为神赐福给万民的器皿。
Abraham indeed become a blessing for other nations.
所以十二章讲到他神呼召他的目的。
So chapter 12 talks about the purpose of his calling.
二十二章讲出他活出了他蒙召的目的。
And chapter 22 says that he lived out the purpose of his calling.
啊，所以我们看二十二章。
Let's look at chapter 12, 22.
这是在他顺服神把他的独生子以撒献给神之后神对他所说的
This is after he obeyed God and offered his only son Isaac to God and then God told him
16节到18节
Verses 16-18
耶和华说你既行了这事不留下你的儿子就是你独生的儿子我便指着自己起誓说论福我必赐大福给你论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来如同天上的星海边的沙你的子孙必得着仇敌的城门好那我们在这里发现并且地上的万国都必因你的后裔得福因为你听从了我的话所以在这里我们看见十二章讲到他 所蒙的召。
So chapter 12 talks about the calling that he received.
22章在这里见证他活出了蒙召的目的。
And chapter 22 is a testimony that he lived out the purpose of his calling.
而中间一件很关键的事情。
There was something very critical in between.
就是他在神面前怎么样子的态度来过他的这一生。
That how, with what kind of attitude he lived his life before God.
我们只提两件事情。
We will mention two things.
第一件事情他就是对神单纯的相信绝对的顺服。
First of all, he simply believed God and completely obeyed.
他是信心之父他这么简单的信心在神的面前。
He is the father of faith because he lived with a pure, simple faith before God.
所以大家从圣经里面你可以找到不管神对亚伯拉罕说什么他就照着神的吩咐去做。
Because in the Bible you will see that whatever the Lord's tell him he would just obey.
当神召他的时候他甚至不知道要往哪里去。
When God called him, he did not even know where to go.
他就遵命出去。
But yet he obeyed and left.
你要不要稍微想一下哈
Let's pause and think about it.
假设这句话要改成神对亚伯拉罕说这个神对这个王正说神对这个黄仁纯说你要起来离开本地本族父家往我所要指示你的地方去可是出去的时候不知道去哪里。
So if the Lord come and speak to a brother Wang Zhen or a brother Nen and says, you have to leave your country, your father's house and go to a place I will tell you.
可能把你放到非洲一个完全不认识而且语言不通的国家文化。
Maybe God will lead you to somewhere in Africa where you do not speak the language.
但是这个对亚伯拉罕你在他身上从来看不见他有第二句话神说什么他就起来。遵着神的话去做。
But yet we do not see any hesitation from Abraham. Whatever the Lord says, he will obey and go.
那甚至当神最后跟他说，你要带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，就是你所爱的。
Even when God says, bring your son, your only son that you love.
然后他清早起来就带着他的儿子往神的山去了。
And then in the morning, he rose up and then brought his son with him to the mountain.
姊妹，这个叫做单纯的信心。
And that is simple, pure faith.
对神绝对的相信，绝对的顺服。
He absolutely trusted God and obeyed.
我们会觉得不合理。
We would think this is, it doesn't make sense.
因为这句话让很多人不愿意信耶稣，怎么可能神会做这样的事情？
Because of this, a lot of people would not want to believe in Jesus because they don't think God makes sense.
但是圣经上告诉我们，亚伯拉罕之所以敢献上他的儿子，因为他相信神能叫死人复活。
But the Bible tells us that Abraham was dared to believe God because he believed that God would be able to bring someone dead to life.
你们自己去看希伯来书十一章啊。
If you go, look at, Hebrew chapter 11.
因为他相信神能叫死人复活，而且他真的仿佛从死中得回了他的儿子。
Because he believed that God can bring someone dead back to life and he truly received back his son as if from the dead.
所以这就是我放在罗马书第四章这里说的亚伯拉罕所信的神是那叫死人复活死无变有的神。
So the God that Abraham believed is someone who would bring dead back to life and call those things did not exist as if they were.
不是他忍心献他的儿子他宁可为他儿子死一百遍他不愿意他独生的儿子上祭坛的。
So it's not because his heart was hard so that he could just kill his son, but he would rather die for his son.
这个我们说没有人性不合理的要求难道神不知道吗
But doesn't God know that this is very illogical in an inhumane request?
但是亚伯拉罕对神的信心就知道神绝对不会错。
But yet, because of his great faith in God, he knows that God can never be wrong.
所以从人来看不合理啊。
So from the human perspective, it is illogical and doesn't make sense.
但是他知道神要的。
But yet he knows what God wants.
而且他知道神可以叫他儿子复活。
And he knows that God can cause his son to come back to life.
用什么？这是一般人的信心达不到的境界。
And this is not something human faith can reach.
但是亚伯拉罕信神被称为义。
But because he believed that it was accounted to him as righteous.
他相信我就算把儿子献上了，神能够叫他从死里复活。
Because he thinks that even if I offer up my son, God is able to raise him back from the dead.
所以他不是故意做的。所以你读希伯来书，他也仿佛真的从死里面得回他的儿子。
So he did not just pretend or purposely do that so that he would receive it. He actually received back his son as if from the dead.
他献是真心献，他献是甘心献，他献是带着信心献的。
Because his offering, his consecration was true and genuine. It was sacrificial.
用这么你不要怕哈。
Brothers and sisters, don't be afraid.
就像很多人怕读约伯记，怕读完以后苦难就来。
Just like a lot of people are afraid to read the book of Job because they were afraid that afterwards afflictions will come.
很多人怕读创世纪二十二章，怕读完就要把儿子献上。
A lot of people are afraid to read Genesis chapter 22 because they're afraid afterwards they will have to offer up their sons.
信心是生命。
Faith is of life.
它是长出来的。
It is something that grow out of.
它不是学出来的，不是模仿来的。
It's not something to be imitated.
它一定是长出来的。
It has to be grown.
神会为我们创造环境，创造需要。
God will create a need and in our situation.
让我们有机会的第一手的来经历他，来认识我们所信的神。
So that we have a chance to experience to get to know Him firsthand.
让这个信心能够在我们里面不住的增长。
So that our faith will continue to grow within us.
所以加勒约书亚说，仇敌是我们的食物，能够让我的 inner man， 让我的信心可以增长的。
That's why Caleb and Joshua says that enemies are our food so that the inner man within us can grow.
你看我们每次讲到信心 都讲到这个穆勒 George Mueller.
Every time we talk about faith, we'll talk about brother George Mueller.
哦，他祷告的答应的故事太多了，他这一生里面有五万件，他说至少五万件神听他祷告的经验。
Throughout his life, he experienced at least 50,000 times his prayers got answered.
他常常养了这上千的孤儿没饭吃了，他凭信心先献饭祷告，祷告完东西来了。
Oftentimes he raised thousands of orphans and then they were out of food, yet he would say grace by faith, and after he said grace, food would arrive.
啊，有一个小女孩很羡慕人家玩的那个毛线彩球哈。
There was a little girl who wished to have a ribbon, a ball made of ribbon.
所以他就带着那个小女儿祷告。
And then so he led this little girl in prayer.
然后下次碰到那个小女儿的时候，他就问她说：“你那个彩球好不好玩？”他没有问说你得到了没有。
So next time when he saw this, when he met this little girl, he did not ask her, "Did you get your ribbon ball?" But he says, "Do you like your ribbon ball?"
他到魁北克去讲道的时候，那个船碰到大雾，根本被 delay， 没办法开了。
And when he was on the way to Quebec to preach, and then there was a heavy fog that a ship could not go.
他就跟船长说，我一定要到，因为我那边有聚会。
So he told the captain of the ship that I have to get there on time because I have to lead a meeting.
船长说不可能。
But the captain says it's impossible.
Mueller 说我一定要到，我们来祷告。
But George Mueller says I have to be there on time, so let us pray.
那个船长还是带着怀疑的心跟他一起要祷告。
So the captain with a doubtful heart was going to pray with him.
Mueller 跟他说你不用祷告，因为你的祷告不是信心，神也不会听。
Yet brother George Mueller says don't pray with me because you do not have faith, therefore your prayers are not of faith.
他低头就赞美神，他说主我谢谢你，我知道你能够叫雾退掉，让我可以及时赶到。
So he bowed his, George Mueller bowed his head and said, Lord, I thank you because I know you are able to help me to get there on time.
祷告完就说船长你现在可以上去看。
And then after he prayed, he told the captain, okay, now you can go and see.
船长上去，船长一看，然后说简直不能相信的跑下来说，怎么可能，我航海几十年的经验，不可能的事情。
So as soon as the captain went out of the cabin, he was so marveled because the fog was out. The fog was gone.
学不来的。
But it's not something that we can imitate.
你祷告完叫人家上去看雾还在。
Maybe after you pray and then you tell people to go and see and then they still see fog.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是长出来的。
But that is, he had this faith grown out.
神为我们创造环境，创造需要。
Because God will create our need and our situation.
让我们在每一件小事情上单纯的相信。绝对的顺服，我们的生命就长进了。
Therefore, we can simply trust and obey in small matters, and through the process, our faith will grow.
那我们有一段时间，神非常严格的对付我跟于师母，就是要学习的相信他。
So there was a period of time that God particularly disciplined me and Sister Nancy so that we could only simply trust and obey.
啊，我没有时间去细讲哈，我只是讲一件小事情。那个时候他还差一个学期毕业了，他正在写论文。
So I will tell you one story that during that time, it was only a semester away before she finished her thesis.
她到旧金山来看我，没想到马上找到工作了。
And then she came to visit me in San Francisco, and then surprisingly, she found a job there.
所以她就问教授说，我可不可以在旧金山写论文，然后偶尔回来，然后让我可以有这个工作。教授说没问题。
So she asked her professor, is it okay for you that I will write my thesis in San Francisco and occasionally come back to you?
And
then professor says, okay, no problem. So she started working in San Francisco.
然后他就我们就去找律师要帮他办 H1.
Then we went to find a lawyer to apply for H1 visa.
但因为我们 对移民法完全不懂。
Because we were very ignorant about immigration laws.
那律师说 H1 你必须是先得到 approve 才能去上班的，你不能够先上班才去申请的。
So the lawyer says, to apply for H1 visa, you have to get approval first before you start working. You can't just go and start working.
我们问他说那我们该怎么办
？So we asked the lawyer. So what should we do now?
他说很简单嘛，你只要把日期改写后面，这个将来上班的日期就可以了。
So the lawyer says very simply, you can just change the starting date of your employment, and that will work.
可是我们两个祷告里面都不平安，觉得这不是基督徒可以做的事情。
But then after we pray, we did not have peace because we didn't think that it was something Christians should do.
我们就照着他上班的日期写。
So we put the true, the real date of her starting date.
律师说不可能的，不可能。他嗤之以鼻。但是他说你要这样子，我帮你送。
But the lawyer says that's impossible. But if you insist, I will just submit for you.
你看我们这么顺服，神应该行神迹的哈。
So because we obey so well, God should perform a miracle, right?
大概过两个礼拜，我们收到移民局来的 deportation notice， 就是你要被出境，因为你们先上班，这是不合法的。
But then after 2 weeks, we receive a letter of deportation from immigration office because she started a job before the visa, and that's illegal.
然后我们再去问律师说该怎么办，他都不想理我们。
Then we went back to the lawyer to ask the lawyer what should we do, and he didn't even want to pay attention to us.
因为原来是他很简单解决的事，我们自己把它搞大了。
Because it was something that can simply be resolved by changing the date, and we mess it up and make it such a big deal.
我们就问他说那还有什么方法可以做。
So we ask him, so is there any other way?
他说不可能的啦。
He says, there's no way, impossible.
因为那个时候唯一的一条路就是直接办劳工卡，哈，就是这个 green card 的劳工卡。他说那个至少6到9个月，不可能的。
He says, another way is to apply for labor certificate, and it will take about 6 to 9 months.
他说因为你现在根本只剩下大概一个月就要被赶出去，他不可能的。
And then, the lawyer says, according to the letter of deportation, you can at the mostStay for another month.
我们就叫他帮我们办就是。
So we asked the lawyer to apply for labor cert.
我记得很清楚哈，那是2月3号，我们两个跪下来为这封信祷告，然后寄出去。
I remember vividly on February 3rd, we both were on our knees and we lay our hands on the letter, prayed, and then mailed it.
然后2月10号，移民局寄回来 approve.
And then February 10th.We got a response from the immigration office. It was approval.
你要知道，包括路上的邮寄一去一回，跟周末，等于移民局收到了盖章 approve 就回来了。
So including the mail delays and weekends, in other words, as soon as the immigration officer received it, he immediately approved it and sent it back.
所以我们律师在电话里面是喊着说 miracle 在跟我们讲。
So our lawyer called us and shouted over the phone, said, miracle, he could not believe it.
但弟兄姊妹，我只是举一件例子，很多的事情神就我们有时候信心软弱不够，被神责备，被神纠正，就是这样子跌跌爬爬被神 build up 起对他的信心。
This is just one example. So oftentimes we will stumbleAnd we will be weak, but through the process, the Lord is building up our faith.
我们的信心跟这些伟人差远了。但是弟兄姊妹，我知道我不需要勉强，我不需要学，因为这是学不来的。
Our faith is nothing compared to the faith giants in the Bible, and we know that we cannot imitate them. And
所以以前 Oakland 有个韩国女牧师，就是奉主的名叫帮他帮一个人赶鬼，还拿棍子打，把人家打死了。
There was a woman minister in Oakland. She tried to imitate the faith of healing, and then she would hit someone. And then once he hit someone, and she killed the person.
你怎么喊怎么叫，你学不来的，鬼不出来就是不出来的。
You cannot just by shouting or beating someone to cast out the demons.
因为他真是认活是活的。
Because demons know the real faith.
对不对，弟兄姊妹？我们在主的面前要真正的用最简单的信心学习来相信神。
We ought to learn with a simple faith to trust God.
学习顺服他。
Learn to obey God.
所以越单纯的信心其实是越有能力的信心。
Actually, the more genuine our faith, the more powerful it would be.
越单纯的信心是越蒙神悦纳的信心。
The more genuine faith would be, the more pleasing it would be to God.
而真正的信心一定带进顺服的行动。
True faith will bring about obedience.
所以我们买会所的时候我们最常讲的一句话就是我们相信神怎样对我们说事情就要怎样成就。
Through the process, when we purchase this facility, the most quoted Bible verse is that we believe the things will happen according to what the Lord told us.
所以我们看一下罗马书四章十七节到二十一节很快的读过去啊。亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫使人复活使无变有的神，他在无可指望的时候因信仍有指望，他将近百岁的时候想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神，且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。所以弟兄姊妹，这是他第一件事情，他的信心。
So the first thing about Abraham is his faith.
第二件事情也是因为他信心带下来的这个对神的爱。
And secondly is his love for the Lord out of his faith.
保罗在加拉太书第五章第六节那里讲到受割礼不受割礼 都没有什么果效。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, Paul says, it doesn't matter whether to be circumcised or not to be circumcised.
唯有那个使人能够产生爱的信心才有果效。
Only the faith that will generate love, that is working.
我们对神不够爱，因为我常常是我们不够信。
We do not love God enough. Oftentimes it's because we do not believe Him enough.
如果我们真相信他，真在信心中经历他，我跟你说，我们爱他是自然的事情。
If we truly believe Him and experience Him in faith, it's very natural that we will love Him.
所以亚伯拉罕因着对神的信。
And because of Abraham's faith in God,
他能够对神有无保留的奉献。
Therefore, he could offer up without reservation.
他把他最心爱的献给了神。
He offered his son.Whom he loved the most to God.
然后神就大大的赐福他。
And God greatly blessed him.
论福我要赐大福给你。
Blessings, I will give great blessings to you.
他说论子孙我要叫你的子孙多如天上的星海边的沙。
And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars in the heaven and sands on the seashore.
不仅仅神没有把以撒真的拿走。
Not only that, God did not really take Isaac.
神赐给他多如天上的星海边的沙这么多。
But God blessed him with a descendants as stars in the heaven and sands on the seashore.
我相信做爸妈的，如果你给孩子一个糖，跟他要回来，他不肯给你，跟他那么高兴的给你，那给你的感觉是很不一样的。
I'm sure parents will feel differently if you ask a child for a candy that you gave him, and then he happily give you, or he will reserve it.
明明是你给他的。
Yes, indeed, you have given him the candy first.
明明你有能力可以给他更多。
Yeah, and then you have the ability to bless him with more candy.
明明你不是真的要把他夺回来。
And you didn't really want to take that candy back.
这叫做神要试验亚伯拉罕。
That is what God was when he tested Abraham.
所以当大卫在那里拼命把金银多得无数献给神的时候。
So when David offered up numerous gold and silver to God.
他在主面前的祷告，他说我算什么，我的名算得了什么。
His prayer to God is that, who am I and who are we?
他说万有都是你的，我们不过是把你给我们的来献给你就是了。
Because the entire universe belongs to you, but we are only offering to you what you have given to us first place.
这叫做认识，认识神。
And that is true knowledge of God.
你看你如果今天看到旁边有一个人他需要借你的这个 iPhone 或 iPad, 你就真的大方的借给他。
If someone wants to borrow your iPhone or iPad,And then you just generously offer that.
没想到他不还你了。
And then surprisingly, he will not return it.
你怎么跟他要他都不还你？
No matter how much he asks, he will not return it to you.
等到你生日的时候，他居然包得漂漂亮亮，还用了彩带，说我送你一个礼物，把你的 iPad 还给你。
But yet on your birthday, he will package up the iPad or iPhone as a birthday gift for you.
你还需要说，哎呀，谢谢你，谢谢你。
And then you will even have to say, oh, thank you so much.
弟兄姊妹，你不觉得今很多时候我们奉献一点，我们就觉得神啊，你应该祝福我。你看我奉献给你。
In the same way, oftentimes when we offer a little bit to God, and we say, God, you should bless us because we offer it to you.
大卫就不是这样。
But David was not like this.
我们不过把你给我们的也给你。
Because he says we are only offering to you what you have already, what you have given to us first.
这个用一句世界上的话，这个借花献佛哈。
In other words, you're just flower to offer to Buddha. That's a Chinese saying.
这个我们跟假神无关，但是我们所有的能够献给神的都是神给我们的。
Because whatever we can offer to God are all come from God.
对不对？
Isn't that true?
神给我们恩赐，给我们才干，给我们金钱，给我们各方面的恩典。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，理当归给神。
God has given us gifts, talents, and money, and all kinds of gifts. We ought to offer them back to God.
所以神大大的赐福他。
Therefore, God greatly blessed Abraham.
我本来预备了很多小故事想跟你们讲的，都没有空。
I have prepared a lot of stories for you, but I'm running out of time.
你看 Watchman Nee 把他从小到大的青梅竹马 girlfriend 献给神。
My brother, he offered up his childhood girlfriend to God.
因为他的 girlfriend 不爱主。
Because his girlfriend would not love the Lord.
而且是校花，你知道吗？什么叫校花？你们懂吗？
And she was like the beauty queen at her school.
全校里面最漂亮的。
The prettiest girl on campus.
但是我们的弟兄为了爱神，把这个感情放下来。
But yet, out of love for God, he laid down this relationship.
他本来跟神 bargain 说：“主，你叫我去哪里宣教都可以，我为你受多少苦都可以，求你让我有这个爱。”
He was bargaining, originally he was bargaining with God. He says, "I'm willing to go wherever you send me, as long as you allow me to keep this relationship."
他那天把这份感情奉献断绝下来的时候
，As soon as he decided to offer up this relationship to God,
他把所有的情书全部撕掉，他写了一封信给他这个女朋友，然后他带着浆糊，这个调的浆糊，然后出去贴福音单张去了。
And then he tore all the love letters from his girlfriend, and he wrote the final.A farewell letter to his girlfriend, and then he started pasting gospel tracts on walls.
神后来把他还是还给了他，隔了很多年以后，把一个很爱主的李师母还给他啊。
But many years later, God returned this girlfriend back to him, and at that time, she really loved the Lord.
有姊妹要晓得，对他 nothing 这个 price is too high. 对神 ，nothing 不没有一个 price 是代价是太高的。
To God, there's no price that is too high.
都值得。
It's all worth it.
我们一起再来唱刚才这首诗歌哈，希望我们回家以后都成为旁边人的祝福。
Let's sing this song again, and hopefully today after we go home, we will all become blessings for others.
637首。
Song 637.
神召我们承受祝福。
God has called us to receive blessings.
我们里面干干的，没有东西的。
Yes, it's very dry inside of us. We have nothing.
但是活水的江河从宝座倾倒下来。
Yes, this river of life flowing out of us.
希望不停在我们这里。
We hope that we will not stop it.
我们不仅仅承受了活水的丰富的活水。
Not only that we receive this rich living water.
我们成为流入活水的管道。
We will become a channel for this living water.
让我们成为加利利，而不是成为死海。
So that we will become a lake, a sea of Galilee, but not Dead Sea.
我们只唱第一节跟第二节就好。一二四，还是唱一二四。
Let's sing stanzas 1, 2, and 4.
北来，我的大梦，跑雪西进的掌声，让自己来，歌唱生命，充满生命。
our hearts thank you.
你给亚伯拉罕的应许也是你给我们的应许。
The same promise that you gave Abraham was also the same promise for us.
你不仅仅叫我们这一生成为蒙恩蒙爱的人。
Not only that, we will be blessed and loved by you.
让我们居然也能够成为别人的祝福。
That we can even become blessing for others.
让我们活得不仅蒙福，而且能够活得有价值。
Not only that, our life will be blessed, but it will be meaningful.
主，我们在这里为着我们周围，你摆在我们周围，这些最亲，最常在一起的人，我们为他们祷告。
Lord, we want to pray for those who are around us the most.
主啊，让我们带着你的祝福，带着属天的影响力，来度我们余生的日子。
That we will live the rest of our lives with your blessings and influence.
让他们都从我们的身上得到该有的祝福。
So that they will be blessed by us.
主也让我们在你的恩典上不停止的长进
and help us not to stop growing in your grace
我们能恩上加恩能够福上加福的来得着你在圣灵里所要赐给我们的
that from grace to grace and from blessing to blessing we will receive the blessing from the through the Holy Spirit
主啊在这新年的时候我们特别为着我们每一个弟兄姊妹向你求祝福
on this Chinese New Year we want to pray for the blessings for every brothers and sisters
不仅让我们身心灵都能够健壮
Not only that, we will be strong physically and spiritually.
但愿今年真的是在你面前能蒙你悦纳。
That we pray that this year will be pleasing to you.
活出你召我们的目的。
That we will live out the purpose of your calling.
我们也特别为着我们还没有信主的家人向你祷告。
We especially want to pray for our family who are not yet saved.
我们今年许多弟兄姊妹，他父母家人都远在。自己的国家
We want to pray for brothers and sisters who are parents are still overseas
主啊差遣人去把福音带给他们
Lord we pray that you will send people to bring gospel to them
也给我们智慧让我们知道如何把福音传给他们
Give us wisdom so that we will know how to share the gospel with them
不让我们扣留你的恩典和祝福
So that we will not withhold your grace and blessing
虽然我们不能像亚伯拉罕一样叫地上的万民万国都得福
We may not be like Abraham to bless all the nations in the world
但是主啊你让我们在我们能够影响的范围内我们真成为周围人的祝福
But help us to become a blessing to those around us
我们谢谢你
Lord we thank you
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers Lord
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name we pray
Amen
Amen